It's the Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It won't be long before the days get short and it's dark by the time you get home. It's the time of year when we use lights more often and tend to see our electric bills go up. But now, an energy-saving program called Watt Choices invites residential, commercial, and industrial customers to take advantage of a wide range of energy efficiency, conservation, and demand response measures. By participating in these programs, customers are not only learning ways to conserve energy, they are also reducing their overall impact on the environment through reduced power plant emissions and load reduction. The program is sponsored by Duquesne Light, and I'm joined now in Studio A by Dave Defied, Manager of Customer Programs for Duquesne Light. Dave Defied, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Glad to be here, Paul.
And if you have a comment or question for our guest, you can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at esspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. First of all, Dave, what is the Watt Choices program?
Well, Paul, the Watt Choices program has been designed to help our customers reduce their energy consumption. It's a program that's been mandated by the legislature back in 2008 for electric distribution companies such as Duquesne Light to reduce consumption within our service territories. So Duquesne Light decided to launch the Watt Choices program to help our customers reduce their consumption, thus reducing their electric bills.
And what can you tell us about the energy savings programs that you have in place?
The programs are designed to help all customers, residential, commercial, and industrial, reduce their energy bills. So we do that in a variety of ways, namely rebates for ENERGY STAR products or services that you can get. So we have a number of residential programs for rebates. So if you go out and purchase ENERGY STAR appliances, such as a refrigerator, freezer, room air conditioner, dehumidifiers, LCD TVs are on the list now, that you can apply for a rebate through the Duquesne Light program and get rebate on your purchase. So it helps customers, you know, make the choices to purchase ENERGY STAR appliances to help them save on their electric bills. That's just one program that we offer for the appliances. We do in-store programs with a lot of the retailers within our service territory where you can purchase CFL light bulbs at reduced rates. So they're cheap. They're inexpensive, and when a customer is making a decision between a incandescent light bulb or a CFL, the savings or the rebate that's offered at the store helps reduce that cost to make it a decision that customers don't really pay more money but can see a lot of savings on their energy bill since lighting is an important part of our households.
And is there a push for this program as we head closer to the end of daylight savings time?
There is. Obviously, with, you know, our lights being on longer, you know, we tend, you know, to use them. And so we want to encourage customers to get the CFL light bulbs. So we've offered greater discounts during the month of October at our retail outlets to help encourage customers to make that decision now, since we are going to be, you know, longer evenings, less daylight. And so we want to encourage customers to save on their electric bills now by putting in their CFLs.
And just so we're clear, the CFL light bulb, explain how this works differently from other light bulbs. What enables it to work more efficiently?
It's its design, and it uses about 25% of the energy that a regular incandescent light bulb uses. So it saves on your electric bill. So, for example, replacing your lights with CFLs can save you, you know, $40 over the life of the bulb. The bulbs last longer. They are designed as such to be used in areas that are on maybe 3 or 4 hours a day or longer. So in most common lights, it's more cost-effective to put those lights in.
And is it safe to assume that a lot of people think that this time of year, when there's more when there's less daylight, people are using lights more, that this is the time when maybe there's just more need for electricity? But what about summertime, when people are running air conditioning and that kind of thing? I mean, is this the time of year when there's more electricity being used, or is it in the summer?
Duke Hang Light is a summer peaking electric distribution company. So obviously with the heat of the summer, the load on electricity is higher in the summer because of air conditioning for businesses as well as residential customers. But lighting is an important part of our normal lifestyle within residential homes because air conditioning doesn't make up a lot of their bill because we don't have a lot of long days with hot, humid weather anymore as we used to have. So lighting becomes an important piece now because it is long longer. And most of our customers are gas heated, so they're not using electricity to heat their homes as opposed to, you know, cooling it as they do in the summer. But now is the time of the year you're home more often. In the summer, you're outside more. So you're using your lights more. You're noticing it more. So it's easier to just take advantage now, put your lights in, your light bulbs in today. They're in all year. You don't have to worry about them in the summer. You know, they're just already done for you.
We're talking with Dave DeFide. He is manager of customer programs for Duquesne Light, talking about the Watt Choices program, which helps residential users of electricity to, I'm imagining, commercial and industrial customers as well, to save money by making smart choices. So what is the energy conservation kit?
Well, for customers that go online to do our online energy audit, we offer them a free conservation kit. It contains four CFL bulbs. It has a smart strip. And a smart strip is a power strip that you plug, let's say, your TV in, and then your DVD player or your VCR, your game consoles, into the secondary plugs. And when you shut off your TV, it shuts the power off to those other plugs as well. So it eliminates the phantom load that we know all appliances have when you shut them off. You know, they have their LED on indicators. So you save on that phantom load so you're not using it. And it contains a couple of night lights as well.
So you just gave some examples of phantom loads, and then there's also these things called vampire appliances. Love that name. It's the time of year to be talking about vampires anyway, so why not vampire appliances? What are they? What constitutes or what falls under the heading of vampire appliance?
Well, it's any appliance really that kind of still pulls power when you shut it off. A lot of people think by just shutting it off, you're saving, you're not using any power at all. But most items have on indicator light, that's still drawing power. And while that's even plugged in, it's using power. So if you can stop it by using a smart power strip, you're eliminating the need for using that vampire or phantom load. So it's those items that you don't see and you assume are off but are not because there's an on indicator.
So, for example, if you have a phone charger, and a lot of people, I think, assume that when the phone isn't in there charging, they'll leave it plugged in. That's using electricity, whether it's charging the phone or not.
It can be, right, because there's usually an indicator light that shows that it's plugged in, and that is pulling power. And a lot of folks think, well, that's not a lot of power, but you add up the devices that we have in our home that are on that don't need to be on for no reason, it does add up. So it's just another step that consumers can do to save on their electric bill.
412-246-2002 is the number to call if you have a comment or a question for our guest, Dave DeFide of Duquesne Light. Let's go to the phones. We have Sarah in Squirrel Hill. Sarah, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I just wanted to encourage everyone out there to take the pledge from school that the school kids come home with and get that school kit that's offered by Watt Choices. When we finally took the pledge and the kit was delivered to us, it was just filled with so many useful things that it was so easy to do. So I really wanted to encourage everyone to take that pledge.
Well, Sarah sounds like a very satisfied customer. And what can you tell us about that, or what more do folks need to know if they want to be as happy as Sarah is about this?
Well, Sarah, thank you for that. We have the same kit now is available to customers that go online to do the energy audit. But what Sarah was referring to is we have a schools program where we go into our local schools within our service territory. It's K through 5, and we offer a savings program. So we do an assembly for the kids to kind of get them energized about saving energy. They take a pledge form home that's filled out by their family to pledge that we're going to install the kit when Duquesne Light sends it. And it's kind of a family activity. So they can install the light bulbs, you know, put the power strip on now, and also install the night lights. The school also gets an incentive for allowing us to do that. So the school benefits because they get an incentive, another way of fundraising, and the families get the kit. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody. And Duquesne Lightwatt Choices gets to count the savings from the installation of that kit, which helps us meet our targets and goals for the program.
And certainly there's the aspect of, you know, everybody wants to save money, but there's also the part of this that is good for the environment.
Absolutely. If we can reduce our consumption, we're also reducing the amount of power that Duquesne Light's purchasing and the need that it needs to produce it. So, you know, Duquesne Light doesn't generate its own power. We buy it in the market, but we're also purchasing from primarily coal-fired power plants, that if we can reduce that, the emissions from those power plants can actually save and help the environment, the air quality within our region, and help us achieve environmental goals as well as the impacts of energy savings within our customers.
But of course, you can also save money. So how much energy and money can a person save with this program potentially?
Depending on what they participate in. Like, for example, we have the appliance recycling program. And a lot of customers in our service territory have two refrigerators, one that sits in the basement, and they keep some beverages or some extra food during the holidays in it. But that refrigerator runs all year round, and chances are it's an older, inefficient refrigerator. Mm. That refrigerator can cost upwards of $150 a year on your electric bill, but you just can't push it to the curb because of the environmental toxins in it. So the Duquesne Lightwatt Choices program will come to your home. We'll take that refrigerator for you at no cost to you. We'll pay you a $35 incentive to allow us to do that, and we'll recycle over 92% of that refrigerator. And because of that program, we've opened up a demanufacturing plant up in Warrendale that helps take these, with a partnership within First Energy, to take these refrigerators, demanufacture them, get them recycled. And so it's created jobs in the region as well as opportunities. So it's been a win-win there as well.
Do you take things other than refrigerators?
We do refrigerators and freezers.
Refrigerators and freezers, which a lot of people keep in their home. Well, mm-hmm. This, you know, why would people not want to join this program? Are there any negative consequences to these energy-conserving light bulbs?
Oh, well, Paul, they do contain a trace amount of mercury, the CFLs. And that the amount of mercury in a CFL can fit on the tip of a pen. And so the thought is that the amount of energy that you're saving offsets the mercury in there. And because of that, we encourage all of our customers to recycle their CFLs when they no longer work and they burn out. A lot of local retailers accept those now at no cost, no charge to the customer, so they can recycle them. So it's an environmentally way of recycling and getting rid of the light bulb without it going to the landfill.
And I mean, and very quickly, because we're just about out of time, but is there any – some people think those light bulbs are more dangerous, the CFLs. Are they?
No. They do – again, they do contain mercury. So if they should break in your home, they're made differently than an incandescent. So they're thinner glass. We suggest that you – if you're concerned about the mercury content, open a window if you can to let it air out the room. And there's an EPA standards for helping to do that. But clean the glass up with a broom, a dustpan, and you can wrap it and throw it away in your trash.
Dave DeFide is Manager of Customer Programs for Duquesne Light. Dave, thanks so much for being with us.
Bob, thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Until tomorrow, so long for now.